This episode is brought to you by CLA.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, December 29th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Our special series on how to get yourself out of debt continues. Paying down debt can be messy. It can also be easy to lose track if you have a lot of outstanding debts. So today we're taking a look at debt consolidation, which can let you gather all of your outstanding debt and combine it into one loan.
It's based on your own personal financial history. And if you can qualify for loans that cost less, offer lower interest rates than what you were paying before, it could be a good option.
So how does debt consolidation work, and what risks do you need to be aware of? Sarah Rathner is a personal finance expert with NerdWallet. She'll take us through the nuts and bolts of debt consolidation after the break.
When it comes to planning for the future, taxes and wealth advisory tend to be viewed as two separate conversations, but some things are just better together. That's why at Clifton Larson Allen, they call it TWELF. Here's Clayton Bland, Chief Wealth Advisory Officer at CLA.
More often than not, all of the decision-making around the tax relationship are predicated on things that have happened in the past. An investment advisory relationship would be something that's looking at, hey, what are your future goals? How can we allocate capital to help you achieve those goals? So when we talk about 12, tax and wealth together, that's really what we provide at CLA with that combination of both professionals. It provides for the necessary information to make the decision that will have the best impact on you, both from a goal standpoint of my portfolio and also from a tax consequence standpoint of when I file my tax return.
Visit CLAconnect.com for more insights from Clifton Larson Allen. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Investment advisory services are offered through Clifton Larson Allen Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
For a lot of people who are trying to get out of debt, it can be a challenge managing various past debts, all with different terms and interest rates. It can make the process confusing, not to mention expensive. Debt consolidation programs promise to make the process more manageable, but what are the downsides? Here to talk about the pros and cons of debt consolidation, we're joined by Sarah Rathner, a personal finance expert at NerdWallet. Hey Sarah, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So Sarah, just in simple terms, what is debt consolidation and who would be a good candidate for it?
Debt consolidation allows you to roll multiple debts into one single loan. So you're making one single payment to one lender, ideally at better terms, like a lower interest rate than you were paying before with multiple lenders. You know, who it's good for can depend on what you might qualify for. And that's different for everybody. It's based on your own personal financial history. And if you can qualify for loans that cost less, offer lower interest rates than what you were paying before, it could be a good option. For some people, one of the benefits of consolidating your debts is that you can move your debt onto what's called an installment loan. So with credit cards, you might owe different amounts every month because interest is accruing, you're using your card to continue to make charges, and it can be hard to budget when you owe a different amount of money every month. But if you consolidate onto an installment loan where you owe one amount of money and you make equal monthly payments until that amount of money is paid off, it can be a lot easier to budget for that since it's the same amount every month.
Who offers debt consolidation and where would someone even go to get it?
So debt consolidation loans are offered by the same kinds of lenders you'd turn to for other kinds of loans, like auto loans or mortgages. Things like banks or credit unions are very common options. And you can shop around for different kinds of personal loans. NerdWallet offers comparison tools that can be very helpful as well. And you can see what these banks and credit unions are offering. You might even want to start with a bank or credit union you already have a relationship and then compare their loans with what you might be able to get somewhere else. And from there, you can pick a loan that offers you at least most of what you're looking for at a price that you're looking for and that you know that you'll qualify for.
Now, we've been talking a lot about how interest rates for everything are going up nowadays. How would a rising rates environment like we're in now affect the debt consolidation process?
It simply makes it more expensive to borrow money for any reason. Not only do credit cards charge higher interest rates, but installment loans with fixed interest rates will cost more if you get them now versus if you were to get a loan like this even just a year ago. So if you currently have existing loans that are fixed interest rate, you got them at a lower interest rate, you're not going to be affected by higher interest rates, at least as it pertains to those loans, but any new loans and any credit cards you have are going to be affected.
Okay, so it sounds like there'll be a lot of benefits to debt consolidation for people. Are there any drawbacks?
Yeah, for one thing, it depends on what you qualify for. So one form of debt consolidation is actually a kind of credit card, a balance transfer credit card, and that allows you to move a debt onto this new card and pay 0% interest for a period of time. The issue is you typically need good or excellent credit to qualify for these cards. If you don't qualify, another option could be a personal loan that's not going to be zero interest. That's the drawback, but it very likely will be lower interest than what you would be paying with your credit card. Not necessarily, but it can. What's also important when considering loan consolidation or debt consolidation is also addressing the root cause of the debt in the first place, because debt often can be the cause of one single major expense, like an unexpected medical bill or a car repair. And if that puts you in debt and then you take some time to pay that off, okay, then debt consolidation can be very helpful because it will make borrowing that sum of money less expensive. But if you have ongoing issues with debt and ongoing issues with spending, and you're hopping from one personal loan to the next or one balance transfer card to the next, you're not really addressing the root cause of your debt. And so debt consolidation essentially becomes a Band-Aid. It doesn't become the solution to your problem. And that's where working with a credit counseling professional, you want to look for a nonprofit credit counseling organization to help you. That's where that can be very beneficial, because not only are they helping you with the nuts and bolts of your debt, with the numbers, with the math, but they're also helping you with that component that's more emotional. And that can give you a greater chance of success if you're trying to get out of debt and then stay out of debt for good.
Are there fees involved with debt consolidation?
Yes. So with balance transfer credit cards, it's pretty typical to pay a fee of 3-5% of your transferred balance. So that's something to budget for and keep in mind. Personal loans, it's not so much about a fee for applying, but you should also just keep in mind that whenever you apply for any sort of new loan or credit card, it is going to temporarily ding your credit score by a couple of points. So if you are thinking of maybe applying for a mortgage in the near future, something like that, applying for a new credit card can make it a little bit more difficult to go through the underwriting process. You'll have more stuff to explain away with your loan officer, and that's just something to keep in mind.
Yeah, you mentioned the credit score. What is the effect of this whole process on someone's credit score?
So like I said, whenever you apply for any sort of new loan, you're going to get that temporary hit to your credit score, but it is temporary. And the ends might justify the means. If your goal is debt repayment, if your goal is saving money on debt repayment, it can be worth it to quote unquote spend a couple of points off your credit score for a short period of time to get the loan that would be a better fit for you compared to, let's say, the credit cards you currently have. A lot of times people are afraid to utilize their credit score, so to speak, but it does exist for you to tap into because it helps you qualify for these types of financial products.
All right, that's Sarah Rathner joining us from NerdWallet. Sarah, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And tomorrow in our Get Out of Debt series, if credit counseling, a debt management plan, or debt consolidation are no match for years of past debt, we'll explore one of the most extreme measures you can take, declaring personal bankruptcy.
It might be related to the income that they're making. They could have lost a job, or there might be some medical bills that impacted their ability to pay. And bankruptcy is kind of the last alternative that allows someone to wipe out their debt.
So what are the financial benefits and very serious risks that come with declaring bankruptcy? We'll get into all of it as we wrap up our special series on debt tomorrow on Your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
This episode is brought to you by CLA.